And welcome to another edition of Subject to Discussion. I'm Sean O'Mac.
I'm Debbie Hall.
And welcome. We just got done with the last presidential debate. Thank God it's over. The Great American Train Wreck is over.
And was, you know, on CNN they were posing the question, are you going to watch baseball or are you going to watch the debate?
I have a feeling we know. Baseball won, but they were saying that this debate probably gave it $50 million. Yes. 50 million viewers.
Right. So,
and Debbie, you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. Our guest tonight is Chris Donahue of LeftWingArmy.com. Chris, welcome to the program. Well, first thing, tell us a little bit about your
organization. Oh, sorry.
Turn on the mic.
There you go.
Hey, it's, Chris. Anyway, I was saying welcome to the program. Tell us a little bit about your organization. What is LeftWingArmy.com?
Well, LeftWingArmy.com is basically a website run by me, designed by me, dedicated to getting information out about basically the left-wing movement in America, about the democratic process from the democratic view. And really, we're all about exposing the right-wing media bias and all the lies and various half-truths and mistruths told by the administration.
Really? Now, you say were you able to listen to some of the debate tonight?
I was able to listen to a portion of it, yeah.
What'd you think?
A whole lot of avoidance.
From
both candidates, actually. Many times I was screaming at the radio, just answer the question. Mm-hmm. Numerous times where people would be dodging, avoiding, whitewashing, candy coating. Just answer the question.
Yeah. Now, did you listen to the first part or?
A little bit of the middle.
Middle. Okay, so you probably got to the part when they were talking about the draft. Kerry said the forces engage all over the world, and Bush says succeed in Iraq would reduce pressure on the forces. What do we think about that?
I think it's a load of crap.
Really?
I think that any amount of success in Iraq is going to take a lot more people there than we have now, and our guys are spread entirely too thin, and we don't have enough soldiers to basically police the world as Bush has put us up to.
What do you think of the draft?
Well, I think a draft in itself would be a bad idea, specifically because you can't really force people to fight for their country. It's not something they believe in. Mm-hmm. I think, moreover, it'd be important to make the benefits more worthwhile for people to volunteer for the Army. Mm-hmm. And I know Kerry's spoken a little bit about that, but hasn't put a whole lot of information out on it yet. I think breast implants are a bit much right now, but I think...
What does that have to do with the draft?
Well, one of the incentives that's being given out right now is breast implants.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's out there.
True. Actually, it is.
Incentives for what?
For joining up. One of the things, you can get money for college. You could get,
For who to get breast implants? The women or the men?
Well, women. Women. And
No, wait a minute. Excuse me, gentlemen. Could be that discrimination suit brewing. I see it right now.
Some guys
want boobs.
Well, they could get them. I could use butt implants, but I don't think I'm going to be joining the Army for it. There's just not enough good incentives out there for people to want to join the Army, especially with the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, that's like the prison. I'm from Chicago, and we had Richard Speck. He's the guy that killed all those nurses. And he actually he went through the thing, had breasts.
Hormones.
Horrible.
They were showing it, and they actually
so incentives to enlisting, you get breast implants.
Yeah, and the justification is because they do have people that are going to be plastic surgeons in the military, and they have to practice on someone.
I see. Okay.
So, let's not get rid of burn scars or, any disfigurements. Let's put bigger boobs in the military.
Now, what about guns? Now, Kerry said today that he's upset that the assault weapons ban was expired, and Bush didn't do anything to, renew the assault weapons ban. And Bush said he's all for more neighborhood police. What do you think about that?
Well, that's just Bush avoiding the question. I mean, the assault weapon ban was an awesome idea. It did a great thing. It kept, honestly, who needs a Tech 9? I mean, if you're going to defend yourself, you can get plenty, there are plenty of weapons out there that are available. Mm-hmm. The assault weapons are just unneeded, and it's gun lobbyists is basically what it comes down to.
I was going to give the call numbers.
Go ahead, please, Sean.
We're going to call in local here in Las Vegas. It's 383-8120. What? Somebody's online? Go ahead. Nationwide toll free, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
And you're listening to Subject to Discussion with Sean O'Mac and Debbie Hall on LVROCKS.com. We have the chat room. Join us in our chat room. Our guest is Chris Donahue, LeftWingArmy.com. So you say left wing. I mean, are you talking socialist, communist? How do you define yourself?
Well, I think the title we came up with, leftwingarmy.com, was kind of a joke in itself, because when you think left wing, you don't think of any sort of military action. You think liberal, you think peace, you think tree hugger.
Yes.
So it's kind of a play on itself. socialist is a little bit too far to go. I think, moreover, it's we're specifically targeted to fight the right-wing army that's out there.
Okay. Mm. And right now, we've got a question here in our cyberspace, or rather chat room. Did you happen to know that assault weapons are still illegal regardless of the ban expiring?
Yes, assault weapons are still illegal, but a lot of weapons that were previously illegal are now, you know, readily available.
If you'd like to talk to our guest live in the air, a toll-free number 1-866-587-6257, or locally here in Las Vegas, that's 383-8128. It's a free call, everybody, no matter where you're calling from. You can call and talk to our guest on air, or join us in the chat room, type in your question, and we'll read it back to our guest, who's also able to see the chat room. Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up on something, too. Yes, assault weapons are illegal still. That's a great thing. I just seem to recall a certain incident in Los Angeles where the LAPD actually had to go and get into a gun store in order to get weapons to take on a couple of criminals that were, you know, breaking into a bank.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Anyone seen the movie Heat knows that, you know, having a great big gun isn't necessarily the best thing ever. Mm. Maybe, you know, a little more education about weapons themselves and you know, frankly, that everyone hides behind the Second Amendment. That was specifically put in there for militia. We don't need a militia anymore. We have military now. So.
Well, I mean, the Second Amendment, you know, right to bear arms and to form a militia. So, I mean, it's a constitutional amendment. I mean,
yeah, but again, it was more at the time it was created. It was specifically so you know you could have
British.
Small villages. Yeah, for the British, small villages could defend themselves.
Yeah.
I think it's real easy for people to hide behind that and say, oh well, the Second Amendment guarantees me the right to have this gun that fires more bullets than anything the police have. Well, that's awesome. Just because you have the right to have it doesn't mean you actually should.
You have a good point.
Yeah. No, yes. What do you think about the Constitution itself?
I think it's an awesome guideline. I think it's a great way to start, but the interpretation is where it falls and. That's the human side of things. I mean, when you've got an item that's as broad sweeping, as incredibly, you know, authored as the Constitution is, it's the interpretation that gets messed up.
Yeah, I think the courts should get out of the Constitution. You know, is a way to interpret things. I don't know, I just, what are they doing messing with the Constitution? I mean, that's, you know, law of the land and, you know,
well,
where our country is built on.
I think the ability to adjust the Constitution and interpret it is a good thing. The problem is that, you know, then you get into human, you know, partisan politics. You get presidents appointing, you know, blatantly conservative or blatantly liberal judges to fulfill their agenda.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I mean, in the debate tonight, they did a whole thing about the Supreme Court justice, how were they, either one of them, have a litmus test for abortion, you know, and Bush, you know. So he wouldn't have a litmus test, but Kerry said he would make sure he appointed a pro-choice Supreme Court justices. So
he said he'd appoint someone who would, you know, read into it. I think what happened there too is Bush blatantly avoided the question: would he overturn Roe versus Wade? He's not going to answer that. I mean, he's in the last debate he made a reference. I can't remember the exact reference, but he made a reference to a case along the line, same lines, that he said he'd overturn it. Mm. So.
Now, get back to your website. How long have you been doing it?
Left Wing Army's been up maybe about 3 or 4 months now. So
really?
Relatively
new.
Yeah, we got a lot of response really quick, though, a lot. It actually picked up really fast. Right. And
it's very well put together site and everything. I mean, you got a lot of news updates up there on there. And what else? And then the logo.
Oh, yeah. We like
the
logo.
Yeah, the logo. We were talking about that in our, you know, out in the green room.
It was kind of cool. Yeah, we had a contest to see who could design the best logo, and a really talented designer put that together for me. I was really appreciative.
Really? Now, do you know how many hits you get?
I see the hits. I rather than look at the hits, what I like to look at is the total number of visitors. And right now, we've only got about 5,500 visitors, but we do have a lot of people that it is one of their daily news stops.
We get a lot of,
I guess, repeat business is the best way to put it.
Very good. You get any comments that, who are you to have a left?
Yeah. We have a shout box on the page.
That's right.
Yeah, that's readily abused.
Anybody really come out and just nasty?
Always, yeah. I've been called every name in the book. Been called a communist. Been called an America hater.
I don't like that at all.
Really?
I mean, if you don't like what the site is, then don't go back to it anymore. Why do the people go up on there and say, you know, you're a communist, you're a, you know, pinko? I mean, what? Just don't go back there. Just look at it. If you don't like it, then go. It's like the TV channel. Turn the damn channel to something else. You know, if you don't like it, just go away. Why, you know, this crap?
One of the things that one of the goals of the site was to have an open forum for discussion for everyone. So anything that's put in the in the shout box, I very, very, very rarely have to edit anything or delete anything. I usually just leave it all. Same with the forums. I leave it wide open, and people can discuss what they want.
Yeah, but does somebody get out of hand?
All the time. All the time. And if it gets too much, then, you know, then I'll just delete the post or, you know,
that's my thing.
Like that.
Disagree, but you know, disagree, you know,
exactly.
Civilly. No, none of this life, you know, threatening lives or calling every name in a book. I mean, just it's crazy.
What's the purpose?
Know? Well, if you look at as we were Debbie and I were discussing in the green room, this year's election is very, very tense. It's never been this big, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of personal investment in it, and that personal investment comes out in pretty much every comment they make, and it gets fueled, and it's actually really great to see people that passionate about politics.
Well, let's just see if they use that passion and go to the polls and actually vote.
Right. Well, now, right now, we have a question in the chat room. Any opinions on affirmative action?
Opinions on affirmative action.
Yes.
I think affirmative action is actually a bad thing. I think people should be weighed on their merits as who they are, not because of the color of their skin. I think any company, any organization that has a quota, it's you're undoing whatever advances were made in the civil rights movement.
So you're against affirmative action?
Completely.
Really? I see. Now Carrie's all for it.
Yeah.
That's where we disagree.
Okay. I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, we were talking in the green room because I was talking about other candidates as well as media manipulation. Let's talk about the other candidates. Now, obviously, the two main ones are Bush and Kerry, but how do you feel about Nader, Libertarian candidate, Green Party?
Well, the Libertarian candidates and the Green Party candidates are, I don't want to say they're distractionary, but I think they're there to make a point. Both parties know that there pretty much is almost no chance that either their candidate's going to get elected, but it's good that they get their message out.
Okay.
But then when you get to Ralph Nader, you get to an interesting point. You get to an individual who is blatantly he's a subsidiary of Bush Inc.
Okay.
I mean, his campaign is funded by the right wing. If you look back at the petitions that are being signed to get him on ballots, these petitions are being handed out at GOP rallies. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is solely there to take votes away from Kerry, and that's exactly what he's succeeding in doing.
Well, actually, I did have a, I don't know, it was this week, last week, I don't know, I still have my Mountain of News from last week, but they had a thing on there where the swift boat vets actually donated money to Nader's campaign
to Nader.
As well,
mm-hmm.
So it's kind of eye-opening on how he's kind of avoided most of these third-party debates as well. I mean, mm-hmm. if you really want to get some votes, he'd be showing up at these things,
exactly.
I think, but what do you think of the Green Party itself?
Good idea, bad implementation.
Really?
I think they need to get their... It's a mainstream world, unfortunately. They need to get their ideas more out to a mainstream medium and need to get a mainstream candidate to really back them. I think they have a lot of great ideas but bad implementation.
Mm-hmm. We have some more questions from the chat room. Now, again, about affirmative action in relation to the schools having to have a certain amount of minorities listed in schools, and I imagine they're talking about college. What is your
response? Segregation itself,
segregation is a bad thing. I think people should be weighed on their merits. I think if you do what you can do, then you'll get into a good school. And that's flat all there is to it. And I think it gets into a sticky situation. I mean, yes, mm-hmm. boom, you've got one side where you say, oh, well, you know, that's not very left-wing of you. Well, you know, people shouldn't be weighed on the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a flat-out point. And I think taking that kind of... that stance, saying that either you have to be against or for, and your party politics has to line up with that, really undermines the whole system.
Now, I wanted to ask you, who started this movement? Who started this website? What organization do you have backing you?
Absolutely none.
Okay.
It's just me being pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know?
what got you so mad?
Yeah,
Was it Bush in the 2000 vote, or what?
It was, well, I got to tell you, I was kind of middle of the road after 2000. You know, I watched the debates, I watched the election. It just, in the last, I'd say, year and a half, I've become increasingly just pissed off at the situation in the whole, watching dirty-handed backdoor politics, watching the Bush administration literally rape this country, both economically and, environmentally, and just take it apart. And I just got so angry, and watching, you know, the news and watching these so-called liberal bias news try to do anything they can, as we were talking to Debbie earlier,
right.
Try to do anything they can to get away from that stigma. Mm. You know, my eyes were opened, and I just said,
well,
you know.
What about the 60 Minutes thing with Dan Rather? That kind of went the other way, showing that they're trying to help Kerry Memogate.
There's
you know,
fingerprints.
Or the Lettergate.
There's fingerprints of an individual all over that. Same individual who claimed his office was bugged, and then it turned out it only had a 4-hour battery in it. So it stinks of Rove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That whole situation stinks.
Like now the Republicans would say that the Democrats are responsible for a lot of the ills of this world. You know that education system is a mess, and you got all these entitlements and these programs with the government, and that's why the country nobody can get anything done because there's so many entrenched bureaucrats controlling the government. I mean,
is exactly what you've got, but it's not just Democrats, it's not just Republicans, it's everybody. And the government as a whole needs to be shaken and needs to be woken up. A lot of lobbyists need to be taken out. There's a lot of reform that needs it. The campaign finance reform did an awesome job on getting rid of a lot of it, but there's still a lot of...
527s, left the door open for them, which is ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about the media, because that's what people in the chat room are talking about, and their handling of the debates. One person in the chat room said, did anybody watch the debate on MSNBC? They had the candidate split screen all the time, but the Kerry image was clearly higher. And then another person said he noticed that. He switched to Fox News when they were trying to fit Bush at the same height, and it was distracting. Now, that's clearly manipulation because, again, it reminds me of Nixon-Kennedy. Not that I saw the debates the first time, but certainly they've repeated it since then, where here Nixon breaks out into a sweat, and he looks just awful, and he just looks like some icky person you don't want to be around. And Kennedy, he's just so calm and cool and so good-looking.
Well, there is blatant manipulation in the media, and it's a sad thing. One of the things I liked is that a photo for after the first debate, where they took AP News took a picture of Kerry and Bush where they were standing, and Bush is about, I think he's about 6 or 7 inches shorter than Kerry. Fox actually asked Bush to take a step up so they could get a shot where they'd be at the same head height.
Exactly.
I think anyone who bases their political opinion on who's taller, they need to go back and maybe re-examine their political beliefs a little bit.
That's nuts. Yeah, I remember they went through that nonsense with Gore and George W. Bush. They had to make a little ramp because Gore is a lot taller than Kerry. They had to make it so Bush and Gore were somewhat on the same. I mean, for crying out loud, that people don't care how tall you are. I mean, just talk about what you want to do for the country. And actually, I think MSNBC had Kerry and a cartoon of a monkey there and it said George W. Bush. What else?
Okay,
I mean,
guys, let's talk about media manipulation. Did anybody catch the commercial for Texas Station today?
No, I did not.
They have local impersonators.
Yes,
it's
locally here in Las Vegas because you're listening to LVRocks.com on the internet, so it's global. But here in Las Vegas, we have a hotel casino called Texas Station. They had two impersonators, a Bush and Kerry impersonator. And Bush was saying, well, I'm going to Texas Station. And Kerry says, nice try. And then Bush says, well, there's a particular car dealership and they're selling cars. And Kerry's there, I'm there with you. I swear to God. They just aired the spot today.
Now, what do you think about faith, about playing a role in decisions for the government? I mean, George Bush said he prays all the time. He prays a lot. You know,
he also said that God specifically told him he should be president, and God told him to attack Iraq.
He's backed up. He said, or Laura Bush said that on some show this weekend. I think it was MSNBC that, her husband was misquoted. He never said that God meant him to be president.
Can we say Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, gets apples and oranges.
It was some conspiracy, and my husband didn't do it. And actually, we have a good point. If we have to mention this in the chat room, one of the other hosts, Rolando, decided to vote for Kerry since he was taller than Bush.
There's intelligence right there.
There you go.
You know Rolando from Tap Out. This is not surprising to any of us here in this
room. No.
You're listening to Subject to Discussion. I'm Debbie Hall with Sean O'Mac. If you'd like to call in locally, Las Vegas, 383-8120, free, toll-free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, or come into our chat room.
Actually, I think Rolando is voting for Kerry because he's got a chin that reminds him of Jay Leno, I think. I mean, that's probably
why. Or
better
hair. Somebody in the chat room said hair.
Better hair. There you go. I don't know.
How anyone can vote for the smirking chimp,
thing at the media. I mean, they're so big, the image. And that's what I said. Yeah, MSNBC is known kind of as a left-leaning news. As I said, he had Kerry in a picture of a monkey there. Yeah. Just to make fun of it. And then jobs going overseas. What do you think of their views on that? Bush and Kerry.
Well, I think Bush again skirted the issue and kind of danced around it, and same as he did with the minimum wage issue. He started, hey, look, this is a great chance to talk about the No Child Left Behind Act.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing to do with it. I think that outsourcing of jobs is again rape of the American economics. I think a huge tax loophole has been given to companies so they can actually outsource these jobs. I've worked for a couple of companies that have actually ended up doing that. Luckily, my job was never eliminated, but I know guys it's actually happened to. Yeah. And it's hard for us to compete with countries where people are being paid a third, a fifth of what people here are being paid for. Mm-hmm. But then again, you have to put some sort of investment back in this country, or else what you're going to see is that gap between the middle class and the upper class extend, and basically the middle class is just going to be a slight extension of the lower class, of the poverty line.
Yeah, now the Republicans would say that it's the Democrats' fault for the outsourcing because
they got
the unions and everything. The union salaries are through the roof. Mm-hmm. Why pay somebody $18 an hour to push a broom or do something or make a thimble being sent over to India and make it for a quarter? I mean, it goes both ways. I mean,
it does
say,
go both ways, but you got to look at all the industries that are affected. One of the main industries that are affected is the tech industry. There are no unions for tech people. I wish there were. I would love to be in a union for tech people, especially for phone support. You can't blame it all on unions. What happens is when you give tax cuts to companies that specifically allows them to take their jobs and send them overseas, and then they can bank that profit and not do as George Bush intended for them to do, is to reinvest it here in the country. Why should they reinvest it here when they can just keep it?
Like Kerry said today, he'd eliminate the tax breaks that they get and try and level things out a little bit. So, you know, he never said he'll eliminate outsourcing altogether. He'll at least try to level the playing field a little bit more than it already is.
You made me think of how do you feel about the tax structure and the many plans that are coming up. You know, in fact, Saab, who was on before us, was talking about just doing a straight tax, 10% straight tax.
I don't know about a 10%. I think a flat tax might be a good idea. There are a lot of different plans out there. I am of the opinion that it's kind of hard to say. I think a value tax, a VAT tax, works okay in Canada, but there are a lot of people that have issues with it. I think a national sales tax might be a good idea. I think it needs to be seriously reviewed. I think the tax structures we have right now is a bad thing. The little guys end up getting screwed. The big companies and the big guys end up keeping a very large amount of cash. And, you know, as the host before said, people are taking their money and sending it, you know, offshore accounts, tax shelters, things like that. It's never a good thing. I think there are just too many holes. It just needs to be reevaluated from the ground up.
What about consumption tax? I always said that they should tax what you buy, sales tax. You know, you buy something, 12% tax. There you go. That goes to something like that. They should give us more credit for saving, because you know, our country's got like the worst percentage of savings since its inception. People are not saving money. I think they got to give us more incentive to put money in the bank, and also to have the consumption tax. You know.
Well, I think a consumption tax is a good idea, but only if you target specific items that aren't a necessity. If you put a 12% tax on baby food, there's going to be a lot of starving kids out there. But if you put a 20% tax on cigarettes and alcohol, that may be a better idea. Also, especially since we live here in Vegas, I think a better tax on maybe hotel rooms. On luxuries.
Well, it's already 9%. I know that. And in Chicago, it was 15% when I left there. I mean, some of that hotel tax, they check in and pay $100 for the room and another whatever it is, $15 for the tax. And like, holy cow. And then you got to pay $1.25. I mean, it starts, you know.
It does add up.
Yes. In fact, in the chat room, being single, no kids, I would love a flat tax. Credits for having children out of wedlock is just plain silly. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, my point with flat tax and consumption tax is the underground economy. You know, let's face it, we've got drug dealers and hookers and people who make their money off of crime, but they still need to buy food and cars, and they probably buy cigarettes as well.
There you get your tax.
And there you get your tax. Yeah. I hate to phrase it that way, but you know.
A flat tax and a consumption tax would actually be a really good thing. Again, but there are things that need to be examined. I mean, there are things that should be exempt. And also, I think maybe higher taxes on luxury items too might help out as well.
Well, they tried that. They tried it during Clinton's administration. They raised the taxes on yachts, and all of a sudden all the yacht manufacturers went out of business because nobody was buying yachts because the tax was so high. I don't know. There's got to be something that can be done. I mean, the IRS clearly is a fiasco, and they need to do something.
Well, if they were to put a tax on cocaine, I think half of the GOP candidates
would
just have to declare bankruptcy.
No.
Oh, man, did I do that again?
Remember, Clinton said he did not inhale, and actually Kerry admitted he did inhale.
Yeah.
So you got to live on both sides there.
And that's another point people bring up a lot. Well, they should legalize marijuana.
Absolutely.
And tax the crap
absolutely.
Out of it. That's a rough spot for me because I'm very anti-drug, very much so. But I've got friends that smoke weed, and I don't. You never hear. You know, guy smokes joint, goes out, kills 14 people.
Exactly.
It's more like guy smokes
cracks
joint,
up his car.
Yeah, guy smokes joint, eats bag of Twinkies, falls asleep on couch.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe legalizing marijuana and taxing it wouldn't be such a bad thing.
Yep.
But,
I say, try start out with medical marijuana and then progress, or some kind of a slowly progress. I don't know, or try out in a couple states and see what happens. Then you kind of progress across the country. I don't know. California would explode if they do that. Everybody moved there.
Everybody moved to California. Great, just what they need. Their
they need more people. Well, the governor wants to be president. What do you think the governor wants to be president?
Yeah.
Or the groper in chief?
Well, I think there's probably a script out there he can read for that, but I think Arnold as an actor is okay. Arnold as a politician is probably going to be the single worst thing to ever happen in California.
And do you think they should change the Constitution to allow him to run for president of the United States?
You know, actually, not specifically him, but I think it would make sense.
Really?
This country is based on immigrants. I mean, my family, most families are immigrants. I'm not even I wasn't even a naturally born U.S. citizen.
Oh,
so
really?
I can't,
where were you born?
I was actually born in the U.K.
Okay.
That explains everything. One of the liberal English
Canadian
people
too,
now.
So there you go.
Oh, blimey.
My dad's Canadian too, yeah. I get the socialist comments out. I think making it so that if you've been in the country with a certain amount of time, yeah, make it so you can run for president. Who knows? You know, there could be some guys that have actually fought their way, maybe not Arnold, who, you know, doped his way up, but there could be people that have fought their way from other countries that made something themselves that actually have some good ideas that may actually be able to answer a question and not avoid it.
I just don't think I don't know. It's just an opinion because I don't know. I'm too much. Mm-hmm. You don't want to start tampering the Constitution because I don't think he should be. It's for him because they got Danny Rohrabacher who's from California, and you got that lunatic up in Utah, Orrin Hatch, pushing this thing. You know, it's for. I emailed MSNBC. You look into Orrin Hatch's campaign donation, see if anything came from Hollywood or Schwarzenegger, and then expose it because it's. I just don't think he should be. He's got to be able to say at least name the states. You know, just pronounce them right. Not California.
California.
I mean, come on. I mean,
well, have you seen that
born
billboard?
Here? It's the only way you can be president.
Oh yes, have you seen the billboard in Paradise?
Oh no, was it?
There's this billboard. Arnold wants you to come to California, and then in parentheses underneath, actually, it's pronounced California. Oh, that's great.
Good grief.
Yes.
Grief.
They're paradise and harmon.
Oh, don't give me an. He gets me cranked up about that.
I have a question to ask for Chris because you just reminded me of something.
Uh-oh.
English as the official language.
I don't even think we speak English anymore. I think we speak a dialect of it.
Well, he's from the UK. Excuse me. What
he speaks real English.
He speaks real English.
Yeah, ye's and
these.
We speak thug here.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
yo,
right.
Yo,
hey, homie.
Yo. No, I think.
Yo.
I think
yo, what's up? Yeah.
I think requiring.
Pull up your pants. Really?
Buy
you see
a belt.
Those
exactly.
Kids with the there pants falling. Pull up the damn pants
really,
for crying out loud.
Terrible.
Bunch of slobs out there. Yeah.
I think requiring a country to speak a language is actually kind of crabby, especially when you get into Canada, where most signs have to be in French and English.
Yes.
I think doing that here in this country undermines a very basic premise that none of us are actually from here.
Okay, but then, but we're in this country, we're going with Spanish. Everything has to be now in English and Spanish.
I think requiring that's a bad thing. I think companies that choose to do it is actually a good service for their customers. But I think there needs to be more of a push for not only for people who don't speak English to learn English, but for people that don't speak Spanish to learn Spanish. I don't speak Spanish, and I wish to God I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Cuss at people on the highway.
I think something English should be their primary language.
Yeah.
They got to learn how many letters in the alphabet? No, I know, 26. All that, and at least something. You know, speak
But requiring people to learn English to function is kind of bad. I mean, if you look at 99% of the jobs out there, you need to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking two languages actually is a benefit, and being limited to just Spanish extremely limits your abilities as a legal citizen and as a functioning citizen, but requiring someone to speak the language, that's...
And on the other side, other than the United States, other schools in industrialized countries, all the children do learn a second language, and the majority of those children learn English.
Well, that's usually the language that movies are in, so
right,
I get that would explain it.
But yeah, but still, the fact that children have to learn it and can speak it, I mean, you know, Japan, I don't know, well, I almost said England, but, you know...
most students in England do have to learn to speak French.
Exactly, but French, Spain. No, this is a policy in industrialized countries that the children have to learn a second language.
Well, it also broadens your understanding of your language as it is. I mean, if you look at, language roots.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the chat room here. In Iowa, they go English and Bosnian.
There we go. Speak Bosnian. That'd be great.
Now, is it fair to blame Bush for the lost jobs in the country? Can we really blame? It's all his fault.
There's a bear crap in the woods.
Ooh.
Seriously,
I don't think
he didn't
all
do anything to
fault.
Help. No, it's not his fault. It's certainly, the recession that actually didn't happen, because everybody knows a recession is 3 quarters in a row of negative GDP, which we did not have. Mm-hmm. We had the start of a recession, but we didn't actually have one.
What pulled us out of it? The tax cuts, right?
Oh, yeah, it was tax cuts. No, actually, a $300 check and some tax cuts didn't actually pull us out. Mm. I think we're still nose deep in it, and it's just being rearranged.
Yeah.
And you can take 50 cents from a dollar and add it to someone else's. It doesn't mean you didn't just take 50 cents from someone.
Yeah. What about the price of gas? You think it's his fault too?
Actually, no. The price of gas is not his fault. It's a couple of things. There's situations in Venezuela, situations in Nigeria, and OPEC just can't keep up with consumption. And that's really where we're at. They just cannot produce more oil a day. I mean,
what do you mean they can't? They can.
They can, but you also have to understand that oil is not an unlimited resource, and they have to worry about the long term, line.
Yeah, well, they said they are starting that Saudi Arabian guy. He went on, I think O'Reilly or something like that. He looks like he's, I don't know what, but he's caught in a deer, caught in headlights. His eyes are like bulging out of his head. He said that they are running out of oil over there. The end is near, he said. Yeah. So he didn't say how many years, but
yeah.
You know.
I think the rising cost of fuel is just another indication that we do need to have alternative fuel sources.
Yeah.
Hydrogen fuel cells. In fact, I think I read somewhere that UPS actually has some sort of fuel cell that they're going to be putting in trucks next year.
Really? Now, Bush is trying to push for a hydrogen car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think he should go back on the Coke. No, I think Bush is.
We don't want to get
sued. I should set a line. I'm going to just the views and opinions expressed by the guests are not necessarily that of the host
LV
or
Rocks,
management.
LVRocks.com. In case you're wondering out there, this is Rolando Cruz hosting the show. If you're going to sue anybody, sue that.
Rolando
sue him.
Is his
Rolando.
Name. You're listening to Subject to Discussion with me, Debbie Hall, and Rolando, Sean O'Mac.
Yeah.
You're listening on LVRocks.com. You can call us toll-free 1-866-LV-ROCKS or locally 383-8120 or join us in the chat room. As you can see, it's going nuts here.
Yeah,
it's Chris. Chris Donahue of leftwingarmy.com. You're causing quite a stir here.
Well, that's what the goal is. That's what the goal is. If we could actually go back to that real quick. Bush talking about wanting a hydrogen car. Bush also said that he wants to put another mission to Mars. He also said he wants to, get a base on the moon. He's also said he wants to get our men out of Iraq. He said a lot of things, and so far I ain't seen bupkis.
I know. Well, they all promised the moon. I mean, they all get in there. His father, I will not raise your taxes. And, Clinton even said he'd give us, it's another thing, national health care. What do you think about that? Kerry's proposing that as well. Yes. Not really national health care. He's offering to let the public buy into a select choice that's, propped up by the government.
What Kerry's done is what all politicians do. Is he's given us a pipe dream. I'd like to see the numbers. I'd like to see the data. I've said that about a lot of things that both politicians have said. They've basically alluded to a lot of things, but I haven't seen a lot of hard evidence from either side yet. Mm-hmm. And if Kerry could show how he's going to do it and how he's going to pay for it, that'd be great. What I find to be really interesting is that during the debate tonight, when he was questioned about that, Bush made a big point of saying he hasn't said how he's going to pay for it. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. He hasn't said how he's going to pay for it. And on the next question, Bush was asked about Social Security. Bush didn't say how he was going to pay for it. All he said is this $1 trillion that I need to spend on this, it's for our children. So what's the difference between the $1 trillion for our children in Social Security and nationalized health care?
Yeah.
You can't spend for one and not spend for the other. You need to justify how you're doing it and tell the American public how you're going to do it. That's what we want to know.
We have a question from the chat room, and what's going to happen to your website after the election?
If Kerry does get elected, we will probably be one of his highest critics. Just because there's a Democrat in the office doesn't mean the left-wing army is going to ignore.
Oh, because they're saying that if Kerry wins, you'll have nothing to do.
Oh, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Everything he does, we criticize quite minutely. I want to be down on everything he does. I want to know everything that he's going on. I want to know every ounce of every dollar, every penny. Wow. I want to know where it's going. I think that kind of accountability is what separates Republicans from Democrats. Republicans just want to believe, and Democrats actually want to see the data.
Well, I mean, they both are proposing huge spending plans. I mean, Kerry's, they say it's $1 trillion as well.
It's $1 trillion, yeah.
And the deficit, the debt's sky high. You got these twin deficits going. You got the unfunded Medicare, unfunded Social Security going through the roof. And you got all these baby boomers getting ready to retire in the next 10 to 20 years, and nobody's going to pay for it. Even, what's his name, the host of that, Schieffer on Deface the Nation, and he even said that, how are you going to balance all that? How are you going to bring down the debt, fix Social Security, fix Medicare, and propose all this wonderful stuff?
That's a big problem right now. And Alan Greenspan said we're going to have to cut benefits, we're going to have to raise the retirement age.
Yeah.
And then Bush wants to make it so people young people can take money out of Social Security and use it right now. oh, that's great. What's going to happen when those guys retire? And we are, right now, we are paying for the people that are on, you know, Social Security right now. What's going to happen at this moment? If I'm able to take money out every month, all that's going to do is, you know, stifle someone's, you know, medication program.
I don't know. Somebody said, I forget, somebody at work was on to say they might, back in whatever year it was, they had the Notch Babies where they really, yeah, they took away, the, I don't know quite what they did.
1917. You were born in 1917.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they might do that again, like, you know, a certain generation just, you know, zap us of, you know, lower benefits greatly to benefit the future generation, you know, if you take care of the children. You know, I hate that when they're like, oh, it's for the children. It's for the children.
Right.
You know, I don't have any children. What about me?
Exactly.
You
know? Hello. Yeah.
Well, I have a little boy, and I want to make sure he's taken care of, but I also want to make sure I can take care of him right now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a big problem.
And speaking about that, about health care, you know, the health care crisis, the malpractice crisis, you know, all the lawsuits going in. What's your opinion about that? We have doctors leaving, especially this state.
Oh, especially Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
I think there needs to be a cap.
Okay, so you agree that there should be a cap?
I do agree there needs to be a cap. But
a federal cap or state by state?
No, I think it should be state by state. But also I think it needs to be when you take a look at items that are neglect and then items that are malicious. If you take a look at, say, oh, I don't know, maybe someone who's running for Senate who, you know, forcefully sterilized a woman, I think, Colburn, I think that actually, I think that, oh, come on, he forcefully tied this woman's tubes and got her permission to do it while she was under sedation.
Okay.
And he said he did this quite a few times back in the 70s. I think when you do something like that, or maybe when you carve your initials on someone, or if you leave your watch inside of someone, if you do something that's just plain stupid, you're going to pay through the nose.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if it's an honest mistake, then it's something that should be capped. I mean, OBGYNs right now are have to carry insurance that covers until the last child they deliver is 18 years old, just in case.
Yeah.
Those rates are being deliberate, are they're being inflated because of these lawsuits that are going through, these frivolous lawsuits, and it's just raping the system.
Yeah, I agree.
I remember Bush said something about OBGYNs that they should be able to go back to the work that they love.
Oh, yes.
Spread their love to women all over the world. Yes.
What is he talking about?
Like LV producer, you know, there would be some work he would love.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think they may have an amateur intern position for that.
In training. Plenty of training. It would be a little academy up the street with all the college girls. Now, what do you think of gay marriage?
There.
Our producer just raised his hand.
Oh, okay.
And everybody, I'd like to mention I have all this testosterone in the room. However, there will be a lot of estrogen on the show following us. So I'm here to try to help balance that.
The thing of gay marriage.
I think people should be free to make their own choices. If gay people want to get married, that's awesome. I think they should be subject to the horrors of divorce just like the rest of us.
So you think they should get married? See, I don't know. I think they should be allowed for civil unions and like partnership rights. I don't know about the marriage thing because
let me explain something. Sean has never been divorced. You've been divorced, haven't you?
Because
I hear the bitterness in your voice. I've been divorced too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I
know you're married.
I've been married twice.
Oh, really?
Been divorced twice.
Well.
You learned
I was born in Oregon.
Me.
I float over here in a log. But
Sean doesn't understand.
Story. He does not understand. So I think gays should be allowed to get married so they too can experience that.
No,
I think, you know, it's...
I better put a gun to my head and go down the aisle. I'm telling you. No.
Run.
As fast as you can.
We're not bitter, are we?
Well, my girlfriend's out there. I love you, honey, but no. Okay. No, I think gay people should be free to get married. It's a civil rights issue, and if you want to make it a big deal, oh, well, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know,
there you go.
Get religion out of politics. There's a separation of church and state, and that's very blatant. I think it should be up to the individual states if they're going to allow
exactly.
it.
The government shouldn't get involved. They got more important things to worry about than marrying my dog or something like that. I mean,
and there's
crying out loud.
And there's dissension in the ranks. Even Cheney says it should be a state-by-state cases.
Yeah. Well, what Kerry actually brought up in the debate, he brought up Cheney's daughter being a lesbian. I'm like, oh man, Bush is come over and hit him or something.
Yes.
Dick was in the back room going off for that one.
It's like, oh, what's he doing? He's got a heart attack there.
But the thing is, and it just shows how short-sighted they are, because there is a huge segment of the population. I mean, the gay population has an incredible amount of a higher standard of education. They've done statistics and demographics. More disposable income. My God, I'd be going after that market in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
My daughter is gay. Vote for me. I mean, I'd have no problem saying that.
I think it's an issue right now because it is very forefront. It's not hidden in the background like it was so long ago. And I think gay people should be absolutely free to get married.
Yes, and suffer the pains and tortures of divorce.
Exactly.
What about illegal immigration? What do you think about that? Because they said today, Bob Schieffer of Deface the Nation said that there's 8,000 illegal immigrants coming to the country every day across that border.
Well, here's a question. Those 8,000 immigrants, where are they coming from? Mexico. They come in from Mexico. Mexico.
Well, they're not all Mexicans, though. Some of them, they said some are Middle Eastern people, mm-hmm. some are, you know.
So we've got 8,000 people crossing a border a day.
Every day.
Yet our country's more secure. So we've got
times
a blatant
that
security.
By 365. How many is that? Is that 24 million?
Yeah, about that, wow. Yes.
See, that's math.
Isn't it 24 million? Am I adding
yeah.
it wrong?
Our producer is just, he's not a happy camper.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I think the
that's a lot of tacos.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Orlando, we need
views and opinions expressed are not necessarily though the staff of management.
Fair and balanced
Rocks.
Here. Oh, man. We gotta be fair and balanced. Oh. Or balanced and fair. We want to get sued by Fox now. Balanced and fair. Balanced and fair.
I think there needs to be a temporary worker system.
Yes.
I think. But also, citizenship should be a little more stringent. Mm-hmm. I think an interesting point, and this is very unleftwing of me, but Robert Heinlein with Starship Troopers, you know, citizenship, mm-hmm. you know, service guaranteeing citizenship. Mm-hmm. Maybe we've got dwindling ranks in our National
Guard.
Yeah,
send them into the Army.
Send them to the Army. Also, you know, there could be... I've seen some talk on Kerry's website, and I was kind of unsure about it, and I don't know. It looks like he's actually got some ideas for the AmeriCorps, too, which could be playing to that as well. I don't know.
Would they really go into the military, though? I mean, what do you think? You'd send them to fight, will they just... if they want citizenship bad enough, they'll stay and fight.
Well, see, that's how my dad became a citizen of the United States. He was Canadian, and during Vietnam, you know, foreign nationals were given... You know,
oh, your dad was in Vietnam. Now, was he on a swift boat by
any
chance?
No, he wasn't on a swift boat.
Oh, we're probably going to
have
a story about this.
No, my dad was a left-hand gunner on a helicopter. So he was very highly prized, and he did 3 voluntary tours.
Well, cool.
Wow. No encounter with John Kerry at all?
So everybody now, we've just been informed that the no-spin zone guy, and what does he say? Does he say fair and balanced? Is that what he says,
yes.
Mr. Producer?
Well, okay. It's Fox's
Fox's
tagline.
It's Fox's
fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced.
Aren't they actually
fair.
Being sued over that now?
Yeah,
they
are.
Were by Al Franken, but they... well, no, because his book came out, Fair and Balanced, and then Fox took him to court because it was a trademark name, but they threw that out.
Yeah, can you copyright that?
They tried
that's
to prove it.
Hey,
I don't want to. Hey, do you want to get sued by Fox? I don't know. No. I like to go work for him. In a heartbeat, I go there.
Exactly.
We'll get the LV Rocks lawyers just on that.
Our crack team.
Yeah.
And Bernstein and Associates.
The dream team. Where's our lawyers?
Alpo, Kibbles and Bits, and whatever it is, Nine Lives. That's the law firm at LV Rocks. Anyway. What about the thing with the flu vaccine? Now, I think that's the biggest problem I have. They knew there was a lack of flu vaccine, you know, before. Why didn't they try and do something to get us this flu vaccine? You know, now Bush is saying, oh, if you're healthy, you know, don't get a flu shot. You know, I mean, can't they get some? I know there's a nasal thing they could get.
Yeah.
They could get some kind of throat thing. Why don't they go and buy that stuff? I mean, is it that too much, too easy of a solution?
Break out the tinfoil hats here.
Uh-oh.
Get them out, kids. I think there's a very specific reason, and I think that's because now there's going to be an emergency need for it, and there's going to be some companies that can say, hey, we can fulfill that. We can fill that gap. We can take care of that. And it's only going to cost you $800 more a dose than it would normally cost you because we've got to rush production.
Is that going to be a branch of Halliburton? No.
Exactly, yeah. Halliburton Industries,
Or Heinz Ketchup. We've got to be fair and balanced.
Okay.
Balanced and fair.
I got a serious question from the chat room. Did your dad Was your dad awarded any Purple Hearts or any other medals?
My dad was awarded a Purple Heart.
Oh, did he throw them over the fence? Like, whatever.
Believe he did. No, I don't believe he did.
Okay.
And what else?
My dad wasn't exactly proud of what happened to Vietnam, though, either. So.
No, but he served his time, and you know, really. So, and I'll have to tell you the truth. I think it's one of the good things about 9/11. Not that there were a lot of good things, but that we had an appreciation for our Vietnam vets. Because I actually attended the Veterans Day parade in Las Vegas after 9/11, and the Vietnam vets, the float that came by, people were cheering, people were clapping, and I'm thinking, God, these poor guys. It took 30 years to get this.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate side. Is it took something like that to wake people up?
Yeah,
to
exactly.
realize that, you know, all of this happened, and these guys put their bodies and their lives on the line for
it.
Now, look at the election right now. Okay. Who do you think is going to win this? Looking at the election right now.
Oh, dude, I don't know. That's a hard one.
You told me off air. Not fair. You told me off air.
It's actually going to be, I'm predicting, a complete slam dunk by Kerry.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's not nearly as close as the polls are making it. Gallup is a little tainted. I think a lot of the people that are being polled are willing to be polled, And when it comes down to it, you look at the undecided vote. It's just Republicans that haven't found a reason to vote for Bush yet, and they're not going to find one.
You're listening to Subject to Discussion. I'm Debbie Hall with Sean O'Mac. Our guest is Chris Donahue of leftwingarmy.com. That's the website. Mm-hmm. You can call us toll-free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, or locally here in Las Vegas, 383-8120, or join us in the chat room because we're having a good time in the chat room.
I think it's going to be more. I still think Bush is going to squeak out. I think he's going to get the, like in 2000, he's going to get the electoral vote versus the popular vote. I think he'll probably win about six electoral votes. He'll win enough of the southern states. And, you know, Kerry will win some of the big ones. He won California. He'll win Illinois, New York, some of the industrial states. But
well, speaking about voting, let's talk about the voter registration scandal just exploded.
In Clark County.
In Clark County, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was a fun one, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
When I caught that yesterday, it just flared up. And, man, that some of the websites I go to read, it just was like a wildfire.
Yeah.
And watching that happen here, you can read my comments on the website. I don't think I want to quite go off on that little triad here. But I was frankly disgusted how a GOP funded company can take handfuls of Democratic registered voters and trash them. And I've worked on a voter registration project here. I actually did some work with the Kerry campaign getting voter registration out, and seeing how a company could flat out do this is just undermining
the country on both sides. I mean, we used to have this wrestling promotion in town. I try to get people to register to vote, and I always remember, well, now, if I gave it to this guy, what did he do with it? He threw it in his trunk, did he make threw it in his fireplace? You really don't know. I mean, now, what do you think of the debate? Now, this debate almost didn't take place because the Libertarians, our good friends, filed a lawsuit, trying to put an end to the debate, because it was being used public money because it's on a college campus and yada yada yada. Anyway, the judge threw it out, and then because he also said that if Benarek was allowed into debate, Kerry and Bush wouldn't go. What do you think of that? I think that's nuts. They can debate Ross Perot or Pat Buchanan. They should put if he's got enough ballots and 40. I think it's 49 states now. Mm-hmm. He missed one. I think it's Baltimore or something like that, or Maryland.
I think. I'm sorry.
Don't you think he should be in the debate?
I definitely think he should. Unfortunately, it's just not going to happen. As much as we don't want to admit it, as much as we don't want to believe it, our country is a two-party system. And there just isn't enough backing for the independent candidates and some of the Green Party and some of the other parties to really get into it. They don't have the money to be able to compete with the war chests of Kerry or Bush. They just can't.
If he had
it.
Ross Perot's money, I mean, he'd
be
all
over the
place.
Yeah, but again, we talked about this. He did not have. He was not camera friendly.
Yep.
He did not have the presence. I mean,
he was my favorite cartoon character that whole
year.
Oh yeah,
and that's the problem.
Oh yeah,
Perot,
but he had $10 billion in the bank. He's able to hire all these lawyers to get himself on the ballot.
Make pie charts.
What?
He can make pie charts. It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
And those infomercials, that's what did it for him. That's why I told Bednarik when he came on the show, I said, too bad you don't have a couple billion in the bank, or you're somehow illegitimate son of Ross Perot or something like that, that you won't go on TV. Those infomercials, 30 minutes on every network like Perot did, and next thing you know, he had almost 20% of the vote.
Exactly.
Well, if you're Bush, you can go ahead and fake news stories and get those on, so you have your campaign commercials going.
Views and opinions expressed by the guests are not those. The staff are balanced and fair.
Do that.
Bush specifically made a quote unquote news story touting his new Medicare bill that got sent as a news package to stations. Stations ran it. They thought it was an actual news story like you get from several news agencies. It was not. It was a Republican funded commercial. And unfortunately, that's happening more and more. And now you've got Sinclair with their little news business.
Yes, yes. And their spokesperson, which I uncovered, I sent that MSNBC. And Fox, try to be fair, balanced and fair, that their spokesman, Mark Hyman, he also does the point commentaries on the news here, the WB and the Gold 33. So that's interesting. So go back into these commentaries and see what he's been talking about.
Hyman's kind of a scary guy.
I don't know. I mean, it just...
I like how he basically tried to hide behind the patriotism. Well, if every time we air this, it's a vote for Bush, then every time, or it's an endorsement for Bush or commercial Bush, every time there's a car bomb in Iraq, it's for Kerry. No, every time there's a car bomb in Iraq, innocent people are dying.
Actually, six more soldiers were killed today in Iraq.
Well, somebody from the chat room, because we're trying to figure out who we could select as a third party candidate.
Jimmy Diggs.
Jimmy Diggs is the Diggs president, but we said Bill Gates. And by the way,
he'll
Rolando
be on the LV
is,
Rocks ticket yes. with Khan as his running mate.
And Rolando,
I'll move to Australia if that happens.
And Rolando has joined.
You'll be the vice president.
Well, and Gates has the money for sure, but the trouble is there's a lot of hard feelings against him. What do you think? Because we need somebody with presence to be
viable.
He looks
like a nerd.
Gates is a huge contributor to the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Huge.
Well,
big
he wants
time.
To stick it to the Republican. Oh, wait a minute. Well, he got embroiled in that lawsuit. Was behind that?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Jan Reno?
Yeah, it was with Reno and Jan.
Yeah, it ended under Ashcroft.
Well, yeah, it just kind of disappeared under Ashcroft. I think, actually, a great ticket, and this is going to just flare the chat room. I think the ultimate ticket would actually be General Powell and Wes Clark.
Really?
Really?
I think that would be just an incredible ticket.
That's kind of frightening because neither one of them have been elected to anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really?
Which means they haven't been tainted by the entire process.
Now, are we talking about third-party candidate or one of the two other parties?
I think they could run third-party.
Really?
I think they could do
I don't
it,
think he'll ever run because I think bag his money, he'll get shot.
Oh, yeah. Powell will never run, and he stated it before. The reason he won't run is because his wife doesn't want him to. And, you know, you got to respect that, but I think you'd make an incredible leader.
Yeah. I'm kind of concerned about Kerry, too, because you got the nuts out there, and his initials are JFK. You almost wonder, I mean, oh, man, somebody's going to take
that. I already put my tinfoil hat away for the night. Okay. Sorry, man.
Oh, well, you know what? We've got a balanced and fair ticket. Get Diggs and Rolando for president.
There you go. There you go.
And Diggs says, yeah, that would be
Diggs
unbeatable.
Will kill him. Yeah, the first time the president actually killed the vice president. I mean, right there in that one.
On a sad note today, that'd be great.
Now, looking into the future, who do you see as the next big candidate for on the Democrats? I'd say in 2008. If Kerry doesn't get in, say, you know.
Well, I think the Clintons are kind of hoping that he doesn't get in because I know Hillary wants to run.
Yes.
There's been a lot of groundswell for
her. Isn't she queen of the United States?
Yeah, she wants to be the queen.
Yes,
with her manly looks. And
as I said last week, she definitely needs a votergasm.
Yeah. Oh, she's a scary looking lady.
Yes, she's asking for one.
I think I can never pronounce the name correctly. I do believe his name is Obama out of
Barack Obama. Yes,
yeah.
From Illinois.
I think he's got the presence for it. I think he's got the public backing for it.
Yes.
And,
but
I
that
think,
name though, someone's too much like Osama.
You know though, it again, it's public perception.
Yeah.
People have got to get beyond that and realize.
I know.
You know,
I'm just going
the
way they look. I don't think Giuliani would be president. No, he wants to have a president named Rudy. You know, and way he looks like an accountant with the comb over.
Exactly.
But no, the thing is, though, he could have run in 2004, and I think he would have won. Because of 9/11.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's American. Yeah, but he's got all that skeletons in his closet, though. I mean, they're rattling. I mean, he's got the thing with his wife
and
his bratty son. I remember him. I mean, he was, I wish somebody would have slapped him years ago. And then Giuliani, too, maybe. But, I mean, he's a good man. Did good for 9/11, but I mean, he's got a lot of stuff in his background.
Yeah, for as much as the stuff he does have in his background, he's got some skeletons back there. I think he really did come out and really did shine during that whole event.
Yes.
And he just did an amazing job.
Yeah.
He kept the country together.
Yes, he did.
I think it was
him. What about the thing of John Edwards?
I like Edwards.
Really?
You know, he's kind of a...
You don't think he's sexy, do you?
Yeah.
Don't forget now, they're all going to be here tomorrow. And they're coming up with these buttons, bubble buttons that says, "Hot girls like Edwards" or something like that. Whatever it's saying.
Have you seen the new Jib Jab cartoon?
No.
Oh, it's great. They've got John Edwards running around in a pink thong.
Oh, no.
But, I think for as smooth-talking as he is, because he was a trial lawyer, he does kind of remind me of Clinton in that aspect. But you know what? When he wants to get the swords out, he will jab it.
Ooh,
and he got Cheney a couple of good shots. And I think having him, it's gonna be more of a... I get the feeling right now with Bush and with Cheney, and even with Clinton and Gore, that you know you had the big guy and then you had the sidekick. I get the feeling with Kerry and Edwards, it's going to be a team. It's going to be two guys tackling the issues, and not a little guy. Yes, sir. Yeah, sir, yeah. It's great. You know. It's, no.
Now, if Bush gets back in, now Cheney obviously says he's not going to run for president in 2008. We think he's going to line up. I think that if they get back in, Cheney's going to retire two years in, and allow McCain or whoever's going to be to run, be the vice president for 2 years. That way, they'll leg up on the Democrats. Powell?
Not Powell. Oh. Not under the Republican ticket. I think
Chuck
he's soured right now.
They say McCain. McCain's going to be too old. Him and Cheney look like brothers.
They do.
You don't see Cheney and McCain in the same place. I mean, they always are they the same people? I mean, look at it. They look identical now.
I
don't think it'll be McCain will be too old.
I think if Rove gets his way, he'll actually just put some marionette strings on Reagan's corpse and run him. But I think a Republican candidate, I think McCain would be a good choice, but I think there's yet to be a front runner because no one wants to stand out against Bush right now.
Oh, I hear the banjo whatever it is playing.
Our music. Our music. You've been listening to.
Okay.
This is Subject to Discussion. I'm Debbie Hall, Sean O'Mac.
Give us the last plug for your site.
Oh, it's leftwingarmy.com.
Well, no, let's do it properly.
Yes.
Our guest tonight is Chris Donahue of, leftwingarmy.com. See, he threw me off here. And so go check out the website. Chris, thank you so much for joining
us
for the
program.
Start
a
Buffalo Wings Army.
There you go. Buffalo Wings. Yeah, Buffalo Wings. I'm going to need to copyright that by the end of the night. Let me get my lawyer on the phone.
Uh-oh. Now, early voting starts October 16th.
Yes.
So.
Vote early, vote absentee.
Vote early, vote often, as they say in Chicago.
Exactly.
This is Clark County in Chicago, Cook County. Here we call it Crook County here in Nevada.
Yes, that's right.
Vote early, vote often.
That's it. And call the voter registrar to be certain that you are registered
to
vote. And there is
you can check on their website.
Yeah, they have the website, too, that you can check. Make sure you do.
Yes. That sounds good. So, everybody, I'm Debbie Hall.
I'm Sean O'Mac.
And Chris, thank you again for joining us in the program.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Have a good night.
Yes.
Have a pleasant tomorrow.
That's right.